Wouldn't you love to kick back with a great cigar, especially during that cool evening weather? It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch a game, or enjoy a nice evening outside. When it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International is the go-to. They've got everything. Whether you're looking for a classic favorite or trying something new, Cigars International never disappoint. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, the biggest selection, and they have unbeatable deals and discounts. And we've got one for you here. Visit CigarsInternational.com/Fightful or use code Fightful at checkout for 20% off orders $50 or more, plus free shipping on your entire order. They've got fast shipping and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. You can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. Visit CigarsInternational.com/Fightful or use code Fightful at checkout for 20% off orders, $50 or more, plus free shipping on your entire order.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful, here with a name you know. You know him as Robert Stone. I've known him since those Robbie E days, though. Back in the day where I did a feature called Making a Finisher, and he goes, I don't win matches. Don't even ask me.
What year was that?
God, it was like 2017, 2018, maybe.
My hair looked a lot different back then, huh?
It looked a little different. Now look at you, becoming a suit, doing commentary. WWE Evolve on Tubi premieres March 5th at 8 p.m. Robert Stone, how you doing, man?
You know, I am doing great. I'm trying to think. From 2017 when I talked to you, I probably had one-year-old twins. So now I have eight-year-old twins that are crazier than ever. I live in Orlando. I'm sure at that time I lived in Jersey. So yeah, wow. 8 years since we spoke. A lot has changed. We could talk for hours right now.
I know, right? But we've got Evolve coming up. You're doing commentary work on that. You've always been a well-spoken guy. It's just, considering your previous role, a lot of people thought that bro was about one of the only things that you said. Now that we have seen you on NXT TV, we see you're a much more versatile speaker than that.
Yeah, you know, when I say like, yeah, you know, I have a bachelor's degree, you know, I actually went to college, you know, I didn't finish it, but I'm very close. Was very close to finishing my master's degree. Even Robbie E saying the words master's degree, the two kind of like don't add up that I was even kind of striving to have something like that. But yeah, you know, I like to think I'm pretty good with my words, and I've always been. So it's kind of like a perfect fit, you know?
So how were you approached for this role? You've been in the ring a little bit lately, but largely an on-screen character. But this is something that I imagine you're going to excel at. And what kind of experience with commentary on a grander stage did you have?
So believe it or not, in all the years of independent wrestling and even TNA wrestling, I maybe once as like a guest in character commentator or something, but I've never even like put a headset on in those 20 years. I had never touched commentary. And then just, I guess it was about maybe 2 years ago now, I filled in on Level Up a few times on Peacock with Byron, was in Saudi Arabia or something. It was kind of like a 2 days before thing. Hey, you know, Stone could probably do it. He could fill in the role. And doing it in those three times, it was a rude awakening to realize how difficult commentary on this level is, you know, promoting stories and characters and graphics and someone counting you down in your ear. It was very much like, what is going on? Like, what am I doing? This is too much for me. So I had to really learn it. But I think I did well. And then as the show got closer, they just asked if I would be interested. And I was, did a few auditions, that kind of thing. And the rest is history. Me and Peter, we have natural chemistry together. So I think we're going to be a really good pairing. You know, he's a New York guy, I'm a Jersey guy. There's kind of that we got going on, which some people might hate. But you know, I think we'll have some good banter, and but I respect the commentary game. You know, I went into it not realizing how hard it is, and there's a lot to it to do it the right way.
We've also seen you in the ring, at least last year, a little bit more than we had the previous years. You worked some live shows. You did some mixed tag matches as well. What was it like being back in the ring? Because a lot of people don't realize just exactly how long you've been doing this, like almost 25 years now.
About almost 25 years. And, you know, basically, I was still doing it full time up until I started with WWE, and then it just came to a complete stop. Because you could say over the past 6 years that I've been with WWE, I've maybe, if you count live events and stuff, maybe had like 10 matches. But, you know, a lot of those are 1 minute fun matches, or I'm not really getting in there and wrestling. But when I do have something, you know, a lot of people would maybe want to go that week to train in the ring or take some bumps or hit the ropes. I didn't want that at all. It's the kind of thing for me where it just comes so naturally. Like, I could not wrestle probably for right now. I'm 41. I could probably not go in a ring till I'm 51. And you tell me that morning I have a match and I could just go do it. And I think some people are like that and some people are not. It's like riding a bike. You just get on it and go. I kind of feel, for the most part, and I don't really lose a step when I do get in there. And I almost feel like if I overthought it or over prepared for when I had these returns, it would almost make it worse. Like, I like just letting it happen. But I had a competitive match last year with Lexus King, which was a full on, you know, I don't remember how long, maybe 7, 8 minutes. And, you know, for again, not my cardio. Yeah, I work out in the gym 5, 6 days a week. I stay in great shape, and you know, I'm always ready. You could call me and I'm there. So,
How competitive was the Obafemi match on the live event?
that one, not so competitive. Yeah, that one, you know, maybe in my mind I thought it was going to be, but you know, after the third time I banged my head against the mat, no, just that one lasted about a minute. That had me, I was on the couch for that weekend for sure when I got home. I wasn't leaving the couch.
One of the things I love is where like generations meet, and early in your TNA, like I would say before your TNA career, one of your early TNA appearances was wrestling Norman Smiley, who is instrumental in the Performance Center today. Like, what's that like? Like reaching, like seeing somebody at that stage of their career, and now here you are, you're contributing on screen, you're contributing as a commentator, and he is a very influential person in the Performance Center.
Well, it's funny because that was actually in, God, that probably would have been in like 2003 or four, back in the Nashville days, maybe 2003, maybe even two, I don't know. But yeah, that was probably towards the end of him winding down his career before he eventually started with FCW to become a trainer. And yeah, I remember that match because while we were out there, whatever it was planned to be on Explosion, TNA Explosion, which was a syndicated show, maybe say it was a 4 minute match. While we were out there and we were about 3 minutes in, for some reason, and I don't know what it was, we got 3 minutes added to the match. So we're already on the comeback, almost finished with it, and we got 3 more minutes. Mind you, at that time, I'm still very new to wrestling. TV wrestling and times are new to me, so I have no clue what's going on. He's just telling me we're doing all this extra stuff that wasn't planned. So it was wild to do it. But he was a gentleman back then, and he still is now. And I love talking to Norman. He's super respectful, super knowledgeable. And anyone that gets to be in his class and learn just from his different experiences and different, God, I mean, he knows, you know, Dean Malenko is the man of a thousand holds. I mean, I feel like Norman Smiley might know more than a thousand
Oh,
holds.
yeah.
He knows everything when he's in the ring.
There's a whole generation of people that think he's like the Big Wiggle and wearing football pads. And I'm like, no, he's a phenomenal
Yeah, I
in-ring
mean, he is
wrestler.
that, but he is also a
Yes.
phenomenal wrestler that knows every
Yeah.
style, Japan, Mexico. I mean, incorporates all of it, and he could really help someone up their game if they want to learn like
Sure.
mat-based wrestling and holds and that kind of thing.
So Evolve will feature a lot of WWE ID talent. And obviously these opportunities are very important to talent, as some of them, you know, have been other places and have notoriety about them, but a lot of them are very early on. You got a couple of opportunities like that early on in your career. One that always sticks out is you selling a road rage beating from Edge. And I went back and watched that to prepare. And I think my favorite part of it is you selling the eye poke immediately afterwards.
I remember.
What do you remember about being pitched that and how that all came together?
Well, I'll say this. I was selling the eye poke because it really hurt. Like, man, I do remember that. And I do remember cars driving by also. And like, you know, the producers that were on the cars as we were filming go like, no, you could pass as like this guy's getting beaten on the road. I told this story at another interview I did, but it's just, yeah, I was in a Sunday night heat match against, it was me and I believe Darren Young against the Heartthrobs. If you remember Romeo Rosselli, that was
Antonio and Romeo
match. And they pulled me from that match because they needed the smallest extra that was there to do this. And I remember I was upset at the time because, you know, I wanted a match. I wanted to be able to put on my gear and get oiled up. And it was in Continental Airlines, which is my home arena. So I wanted to wrestle there. But this ended up being way more memorable. Obviously we're talking about it now. And it was on an episode of one. It was one of Raw's like greatest moments on like one of their episodes, or I can't remember the year. But yeah, it was just, it was wild to just to think that that actually happened. But I think my size and build just kind of fit what they needed, you know?
Did I read correctly? Because I couldn't find it, but did I read correctly that you also participated in a Royal Rumble commercial?
I did. Yeah. That was actually the first ever WWE appearance that I made. My first time as an extra. It was filmed in somewhere in New York. And Kurt Angle was in the commercial. He was like the leader of the commercial. Maybe 2002, 2003 was maybe when that was. But yeah, I was in a few of those throughout the years. If Mark Henry, Matt Morgan, Kofi Kingston. I was in a few also like, you know, enhancement talent matches throughout
my
time.
Did you take the elevator from Matt Morgan to suplex and then slam?
Sure did.
Move. It was a dope move.
You go back and find that match, and I had huge diamond earrings in my ears and blonde frosty tips. And
so as we mentioned that, I mean, obviously you were grinding, and a lot of these WWE ID talents are out there grinding. That's what got them this opportunity. What would you say to them as generations have sort of changed? And you've personally witnessed it. You started training and wrestling at the end of like WCW, WWF, ECW type of things. You've seen an awful lot over these last 25 years. What would you say to these talent and the opportunity that the WWE ID and Evolve provides?
I would just say, I hope they realize how much of an opportunity it is. Do not take anything lightly. The world will be watching this. Tubi in the US, YouTube internationally. You saw, you know, Triple H talk about it at the press conference. You see the commercials on Raw and on all WWE programming. It was announced at the Royal Rumble. Don't, you know, not that anyone is, but I just want to make sure no one a part of it is taking it lightly, because this is opportunity. That is the key word, you know, and they are WWE ID talent that want to move on to become full-time WWE talent, to be a WWE superstar. So it's make or break for them. So when every chance they get to perform on Evolve, they need to give 110%. They need to have their best gear. They need to, you know, show out, you know, have the best facial expressions. Who is their character? Who are they? Connect with the audience. They just need to be all in when they are here and realize how important this is.
Without spoiling anything, because you know me, I'm not a spoiler guy. who can you say that has maybe stood out to you, or even somebody that going into this role you looked at and you're like, I'm very excited to see them and what they provide?
So I will be very honest, you know, being in WWE, it is hard to keep up with a lot of independent wrestling. I am, you know, I am out of touch, just not out of touch with just out of touch with some of this talent, sure. But I have now gotten to know them all very well. All the WWE ID talent I know, I've researched, I've talked to, I've seen them perform. They're all good in their own. They're all in their own ways. Some have grown to do. Some are ready to go. I think Cappuccino Jones is someone who you got to keep an eye on. He does some amazing stuff in the ring. He's got a fun character, a great personality. Zeta Steel, you can't get more confidence than that. That's great. for only doing it for 2 years, 2.5 years. Confidence is key in wrestling or life, and she's super confident. So those are two that come to mind. Definitely to keep an eye on. Then of course, you know, you have more experienced performers like Kylie Rae, who, I mean, you know, everyone knows what she's capable of, what she has done. And I think she's now going to be able to show the world that, in Evolve. So it's that cool like mixture of young and old and experienced and inexperienced and performance center and independent wrestling. It's all coming together in one with these people fighting for opportunities.
The perpetually jacked Kylie Rae.
Yeah.
Like, she came back right after having a kid and was jacked. And like everybody at the show I was at was like, look at this. Look at this girl just rolling in and showing everybody
great
up.
Shape. Yeah.
After having a kid. Robert, I want to thank you so much for giving me the time. Hope I get to speak with you soon. I encourage everybody, check out WWE Evolve, 8 p.m. debuts March 5th on Tubi. Robert, I just want to thank you again.
Yeah. Good talking to you, man. Appreciate it.
Until next time, my...
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Friends.
See you next.
If you're a wrestling fan and you're frustrated with all the services you need to watch all the different wrestling shows, Fightful has your solution with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Change your virtual location with just one click and you'll be able to watch Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and PLEs on one Netflix account. You'll also be able to get a lot of pay-per-views at a much more affordable price than you do here in the United States. This is a must-have for wrestling fans. That way you don't have to have 7 different accounts to watch all of the shows that you want to watch. In addition to that, they have a great 30-day money-back guarantee and an incredible deal right now going on. But that's far from it. You can protect yourself on their VPN service, the fastest in the world, shield your data from snoops and criminals, protect yourselves on public Wi-Fi, and it's available on all your devices and operating systems. NordVPN.com/Fightful.